God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! It's the dog poet, hovering God knows where, over what God knows what, the inky blackness of the uncertainty of the approaching times stands as a suspenseful unknown. In front of all of us, we teeter on the edge of an abyss or at the foot of a very high mountain. And the deception of the senses confuses us as to whether we are descending or ascending. That is something for each person to determine in accordance with what their goals may be. Yes, my friends, we're back on the air now. And let me say hello, James, after such a protracted period of absence. We are live one more time, and it's my hope that James has got his studio where he likes it to be and is very pleased with himself. I'm pleased to be live here again and hoping I can come up with something to talk about. It's been my new format to just go right off the cuff extemporaneously and hope that that allows for an intuitional feed into what I have to say rather than to have things written out as if, you know, I knew what I was going to be saying ahead of time, which it's best if I don't, I suppose. And as they say, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. I note that in recent times at the blogs and over the last several weeks, there's been a tremendous amount of anger in the air. I've seen it surfacing at the blogs and the comments. I've seen it surfacing in the world around me. I've seen more and more confusion in the eyes and minds of people who are less and less comfortable with what's taking place, even though they have no idea what that is. The fact of the matter is that we are all being shaken up on the unconscious level below the surface of our self-awareness. And these shakeups are, of course, extremely necessary because they are going to lead to changes within us if we respond properly that are going to make it possible for us to be able to cooperate in our evolution into the next dimensional shift. We've come to a critical point in the beginning of the new age and the passage of the old one. We are standing on the precipice of tremendous change. The old world is going to soon be passing away in front of our eyes. The new world is going to be emerging before the eyes of those prepared to see it. And perhaps not appearing at all before the eyes of those unwilling to see it. Because that's what it comes down to. Humanity is going in two different directions, with the mass going in one direction, into deeper and deeper denial in the face of what is happening in front of them. And in the other direction, with a much smaller group of people, moving into an unknown, scary, shaky, and suspense-filled future where nothing is as it used to be and where everything is changing in ways where we can't see point D from point A, but only the uncertainty of point B indicating a uncertain point C, which we don't quite understand how that relates to B. And we've been told so many things and expecting so many things and hopeful about so many things. And the fact is, we don't know anything. I must apologize for the condition of my voice. I know it's very raspy and, well, I've been doing so much singing. And I've also been through a lot of changes over the last few months and haven't really come back from a lot of that. So please bear with me. Hopefully, at least if you can hear me, then the lack of smoothness and resonance in my voice may not interfere with your appreciation of what I have to say, if indeed it demands appreciation. We're being tested, my friends. What is being tested is our faith. Now, many of us come out of religious traditions. Some of us come out of personal searches that have led us to believe that there is a single controlling consciousness, the one mind in which we all operate like fishes in the sea. And within our own idea of a personal or single mind, there run also fishes, much like us fish being fishes in the larger mind. And those fishes are thoughts. Each of us are thoughts within the mind of God that are in a position to develop in accordance to the degree that we resonate with and vibrate with the will of the one who holds us in place and in existence, and without whom we have no existence. We are the dream of God outliving itself within the panorama and environment of what we call the surrounding world. This world, in the definition of it, is a projection of our belief system. It is all has its reality based upon what we believe to be true. For most of us, we take our sense of what we believe from our perceptions of the world around us. The world around us is a lie, so that's not a good thing, or let us say a good approach to have. Those of us who understand that the single overriding reality cannot be seen, but holds us in place and is itself the arbiter of what is true, for those of us that rely upon that in our faith and knowing, understanding that it is there, we don't require facts and details to prove its existence. We have somehow already proven this to ourselves, although we do not, in fact, know what it is, what it is composed of, nor shall we ever. We are only life forms being guided along a path to an unknown future that we have been told is grand and glorious beyond anything that we can comprehend or imagine. This is what we must hold to. We must hold to this because we are being tested now. The shakiness of the world, the uncertainty of world events, the deranged consciousness of those who surround us, the blind, unseeing, robot-like movement of the masses in all directions, seemingly moving toward chaos and without any real idea of where they're headed, employed in the exercise and satisfaction of appetites and temporary dreams here in this temporary world, are not something that is there to give power and substance to our faiths. We are left in the unenviable position of having to take steps in the darkness with the assurance that our hand is within the hand of the guiding force. Those of us who have studied for a long time in this life and other lives have finally come to understand that the unpredictable is the mean and the rule. And those who live according to what they think they can predict and anticipate are those that invariably find themselves in an unfortunate position of finding that all they believed and relied upon was not based on anything real at all. It is my unfortunate position to have to tell you it's going to get worse. The world is going to be shaken, rattling, and rolling. Mother Nature, with her powers returned, is going to be putting on quite a demonstration. The falling of all the institutions and structures that have deluded us for so long, that have become crystallized ignorance, that have become the tools and forces in the hands of the psychopaths who have used them to enslave and imprison us, are all being shaken to the ground. They're dissolving. The power that has held them in place is being removed. For you see, there is only one power, and there has only ever been one power. All the power that evil has is borrowed from this one power for the purposes of demonstration. You see, evil must have power that it can demonstrate so that we, in our basic training here on this planet, can be put in a position to be, to have to choose between what we know must be real against what we are being lied to and told is real by those whose efforts are indeed to slave us and milk us dry and to run us around on rats on a treadmill to support their ideas of their own superiority. They are going to lose all of that power soon, and all of us who have a part in this evil are going to lose our powers to cooperate in the same way. This is the time to surrender. This is a time to let go. This is the time to say, I don't know, and to seek out that which is true within you and to speak to it, to walk out into nature and to have conversations with it, to tell it what it is that you seek to understand, to ask for its help and support, to ask it to remove your shortcomings and grant you its qualities. This is the whole point and purpose of life, is to be put here and to be tested so that you can see by your own experience and suffering what is real and enduring and what is false and temporary. The world celebrates and supports evil in these dark times in this Kali Yuga. And unfortunately, it is everywhere and all around us. Everything has become diluted and watered down and watered down and made more and more superficial and trivial to the point where you are surrounded by nothing but mindless Teletubbies enthralled in celebrity worship, who think the greatest thing in the world is to surround themselves with useless trinkets and all sorts of machines of convenience that make your life easier to do more and more meaningless things without ever having searched out for the real meaning of what life is. Religions are a guide to the fact that there is something more than what your senses tell you. There's the metaphysical and the physical. Physics and metaphysics both meet. They're the same science, but one moves outside the spectrum of the senses. However, it can be intuited. Intuition means inner teaching, and that is the voice you must listen for. While your eyes and ears are attuned to the outer phenomena, you close off the inner voice and the inner seeing because you have opted for the other. As a result, you cannot hear this inner voice nor see those things that are being revealed within the temporary to those with eyes to see. In all seriousness, my friends, I must tell you, this is the time when you must take the opportunity to walk into nature, into the quiet of your soul, into the privacy of your rooms, and speak directly to your author, to the source of your existence. The life in you is God. You have no living without it. If you need faith, look at the sun which shines in the heavens. It's there all the time. It is a living embodiment of the life-giving force of the divine. Nothing on this planet has any life except what the sun provides. And everything on this life that on this world that has physical substance it moves around in, that is all crystallized or frozen sunlight. Okay? Study the processes by which life comes about to have physical embodiment, and you will see the truth of this. I have to keep hitting upon this same point over and over. First of all, admit that you don't know. Repeat I don't know as a mantra. Keep saying it over and over. Say, I don't know, but you do. I have no idea who I am. I have no idea of what I'm doing. I wish I did. I am seeking for you to enlighten me. Please, in this difficult time, advise and illuminate me into what is true and what is not, so that I may not be deceived by the workings of my own dualistic mind. Seek to become like a child, which is first achieved by a willing surrender to the reality of the fact that you do not know. Children recognize that they do not, and that is why they have such great faith in the embodiment of their parents, which are only symbolic of those greater parents, which exist eternally and invisibly outside of their sight, although they are well aware of this. But when you seek to be a child, you forget all of these things. This is why life ends in senility instead of regenerated innocence. That it means that you have failed. After coming to the point where you do not know, then seek earnestly to have your shortcomings taken from you. Seek to surrender them. Ask. Ask at all times. Take the time to go into the privacy of your being and ask your author for help. There has never been more help than there is now. That's why there's so much confusion and so much force being used to deceive you. This is why, because there is so much opportunity here. A huge dimensional shift is coming. You have the opportunity to step right out of this cycle of imprisonment and confusion and delusion into a whole new world of a new existence. Trust me on this. This is a reality, and it is there for you to take. You must find it within yourself. It can be located nowhere else. Read the great books if they help you. Search within what traditions appeal to you. But realize that we are in what is known as end times, if only the end of one age and the beginning of another. Know that you are in the apocalypse where much is being revealed. Open yourself to this revelation. Open yourself to the truth that is being given, and do not be afraid to shine this light of truth upon yourself in order to see your own shortcomings so that you can be freed of them. You do not have to suffer. You are put here in life to suffer the results of the karma you created by being deceived and deluded into mistaking what was real for what is temporary. You must make this effort, and now is the time. Well, my friends, we have come to the end of this radio show, and I will be speaking with you next week, excuse me, if there is one. I want to thank you for indulging me in my small way and with what few talents I have in my efforts to try to bring across to you those things that I find important. But remember, I am a person caught in limitations and a work in progress myself. So you must seek inside where the true voice is. That said, my love to you and the love of the cosmos to you as well. And let me close by saying, as I usually do, aloha and aru! You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.